This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Families' needs and finances.
Well, the Joint Committee on Taxation found that these tax cuts expire, and some middle-income people will see their tax cut go away. But also, Lisa Murkowski seems to have a different view. She said if the tax cut is offset by higher premiums, you haven't delivered a benefit. So she seems to think that the removing the individual mandate does have an effect that negates the benefit of any tax cut as a part of this bill.
Senator Murkowski has been a leader on this bill, and part of the bill came out of her committee, the part that deals with exploration for oil and gas in the Arctic Circle. She's also said that she doesn't have any preconditions on this vote. And you know, remember, the vast majority of people on the Obamacare exchanges are getting subsidies. So if their premiums do go up, they're still going to get higher subsidies. And also, let's look at what premiums have happened over the last 4 years with the mandate in place. They've more than doubled since 2013. They're projected to go up by 37% next year. So Obamacare is already failing with the mandate. We shouldn't be fining poor people and working American families because they can't afford the insurance that is going up so much.
Although Senator Murkowski does...
Of course, Obamacare... remains in the crosshairs because the Republicans said that they would repeal and replace. And last time I checked, Scott, we're still dealing with it, aren't we?
Yeah.
yeah, that would be yes.
Yes.
I mean, the remnants of it, but the individual mandate, of course, Congress and the president, certain members of Congress, and I should say, because it's not all across the board, would like the individual mandate to go away as part of the tax reform package. And, you know, this would be, you know, what were the numbers? I mean, it was incredible, these numbers I was looking at, in terms of how many people are dealing with the, you know, the individual mandate. I mean, many Americans have said, look, I'm just going to, I'm going to pay the fine, for example. And, you know, and what did it raise? So 6.7 million American families pay Obamacare's individual mandate surtax. In other words, they don't want to be in the game here. And I don't blame them because, before, I went into the current program that I'm in, I just paid the fine. I mean, $100 at that time was nothing. I think now it's about $370, $340 per person. But I was happy to pay that tax. Rather than be subjected to, you know, some crazy Obamacare mandate, medical philosophy. I mean, this is, by the way, this is amounting to 6.7 million American families to pay the individual mandate surtax. That equates to $3 billion annually to Uncle Sam.
I just like how they talk about it. Oh, if you end the mandate, 4 million people are going to be lose their insurance, except for if you take away the you know the law that says I have to have it and I choose not to do it. Some of that 4 million, I'm guessing a lot of them are saying I don't want to do it, so they have the choice to say that they don't want health care.
And that's, well, this is supposed to be freedom, right? Aren't we the land of the free? I mean, you know, here it is. You've got to in order to exercise your right not to purchase an unaffordable Obamacare plan, you got to pay money for that.
I point to, it used to be I'd pay $75 out of each of my paychecks.
Mm-hmm. And your choice.
That was my choice. I'd pay $75 out of each of my paychecks. The Affordable Care Act was passed. I lost my insurance through work, and now I'd have to pay like $400 a month to get the same package I had. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Why would I just pay that $340 that you talked about?
Exactly. But, well, this is why, you know, I went to a direct pay model so that I could have choice and I could have the freedom. It was just like, okay, the government wants to, you know, force you into it. So, hey, I'm better off paying the silly tax than paying the premium, thousands and thousands of dollars with an incredible deductible. And what do I have at the end of the day? an insurance card that I paid, $5,000 for? Oh, wonderful. That makes sense, right?
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, back with you, America. Joining the good fight to get this country back on track to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, hey, that's where you can go, BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Michael Dougherty joins us, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomic medical laboratory with a national client base. Mr. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well, sir. Happy Thanksgiving Monday.
I was going to say, happy Thanksgiving Monday. We're all set, ready to go. You have rules of engagement posted there on the door, like the Wittenberg door, saying what you shall and shall not talk about?
No. I'm Greek, and we yell and do everything crazy. So
yeah, handcuffs are out, I know. It's just like, we were talking with Phil Kirpin earlier, and he reminded us, I had forgotten about this, but back in, I think it was 2013, when President Obama sent out rules of engagement, said, yeah, go home and disrupt the family. He didn't say disrupt the family. We don't talk about all these political things, you know. Where, Lord have mercy, it's, people didn't quite understand. It's obvious we still don't understand where the effect of these policies that he enacted, and this was, of course, targeted toward Obamacare, and here it is today. We still, it's like we're dragging this anchor, through 50 foot of water.
Isn't it just like Obama to think that the family would be dangerous to have a discussion with? That is so him.
Well, yeah, let's get the food fight going here, you know?
Who knows if we have a food fight? We can't trust your family. We disagree. We have one big liberal in the family who is cannot get her head around it and is in constant angst, but that's her problem.
But this is a tough season for her. I mean, you got liberal explosion going on right now, which has all been self-inflicted, right? But their only recourse is, well, hey, let's talk about Judge Moore going, okay, but I can't go there with you. In all fairness, it just seems to me that this whole process is hijacking and doing everything they can to invalidate the voters of Alabama with something 4 weeks before, no due process, accusation, and this thing is turning on. There's something real wrong about this, Michael, because if the progressives can do this in Alabama, where does it stop? I mean, is that the new voting weapon now? The new weapon of choice?
You're right. I was just so naive. Even between the shock I had about the American people being gullible, really didn't get shattered. And I mean, my gullibility didn't get shattered until Romney lost. And then I saw, and when that campaign really showed me how liberals will have cognitive dissonance when their plans fail, and they will just kick the can down the road. And the selective perception is here as well. And there's a lot of Republicans that are doing the same thing, that are just saying, I've had quite a few email back and forth on Facebook with David French's wife. Because it's like, I'm not going to, I'm saying, here's the way it works. don't vote for him. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Use your freedom, please. But we have this process, and it's due process, and especially with me, since I've been so attacked by the government and have been had 5 years of guilty till proven innocent until it all turned around. And what happens is these people are so lazy in accosting you and accusing you. Mm-hmm. And then when they're proven wrong, they don't change their mind.
No.
They disappear.
Yes. And there's no remediation after all the damage that they've done, other than after 5 years of, and in much the same way I've been using the Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin is on with us on a regular basis. And it absolutely, I think it bothers me more than her sometimes, because when we talk about it, you know, I said, well, stop and think about how many voting cycles have been compromised because of what the IRS did to the Tea Party Patriots and other conservative groups. What they did in order to, obstruct conservative viewpoint and activism.
And they're fine with that, by the way. It's part of the war.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fine.
I mean, they just can't believe they got caught. And they
Michael, we're talking 3-4 voting cycles.
I know.
4 voting cycles. I mean, this is incredible. And what happened? And now we have a minor little, thing. And I think it's minor at the end of the day, obviously, because if it was any big thing by now, the special prosecution would already have something, up in front of us right now. But we have minor Russian collusion. And like as if they're going to stop it, and like this is the first time they did this, and is this the first time America's ever done anything?
And I refuse to call it that as well, because, and you want to know why? Because it is selective law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
It is selective. The second they are equal in their assessment investigation across the board is when I'll give them credibility. Mm-hmm. And this is the best they've got. Actually strengthens my point. I find it upon. I was at Federal Society annual meeting last week in Washington, D.C., and I was in the front row with Jeff Sessions, and he walked in, and God love Jeff Sessions. He's such a nice man. Mm-hmm. And he said, before I start talking, is the Russian ambassador in the room?
Yes,
does anyone
exactly.
here know the Russian ambassador?
Yes.
Is there anyone from Russia in the room? Does anyone here have a cousin from Russia in the room? I just have to be sure.
Right.
Because it is... The shamelessness of the playbook is that they will take anything, and blow it out of proportion. And the scary part of the playbook is there are people that don't get that.
Right. Well, and the thing about this is this playbook is deep. It's not just the politicians. It's all in concert with a national propaganda machine that is backing them up. This is what gives...
And they've turned the volume up.
Oh, yeah, big time. Well, because out of desperation, it's just like, like musicians. And musicians will tell you, the good ones, they don't need to turn the volume up. They don't need distortion. And they know scales. They hit it. They're pure. It's not a problem. And that only represents really maybe about 1%, the top 1% of all musicians out there, Michael, that have that kind of ability. And they're clean. They don't need all this other stuff. It's the other remaining musicians that need all the distortion and noise. It's the same way in politics. If somebody has the purity and the conviction and the truth of their words, there's no volume. You just give it straight. And, eventually, even the people that have been dissuaded and have been propagandized, at some point you come to that fork in the road where you go, whoa, all of a sudden, the veil is lifted back, and you're at the end of the yellow brick road, and you realize there's no wizard after all.
And is that not the best story ever that teaches all those things in life? Who knew?
Yes.
It's true.
Exactly.
And they use it. But at the same time, look at what's happening with sexual harassment, and look what's happening to Clinton analysis, mm-hmm. and look at what's happening to some of those people. If they break in shame and realize how they have enabled these people that have exploited their positions on women,
mm-hmm.
and really at those very same people that they're putting up in power, mm-hmm. are these massive exploiters. That will be a major turning point.
Exactly. We've been saying go back. I mean, had we dealt with Clinton, with President Clinton, the way it should have been done back then, how many women would have been avoided, would not have had to dealt with the kind of abuse that had taken place? Because what happened after that impeachment hearing, it really gave endorsement to the sexual revolution. I think it's a classic study in human sociology, is the effect of the Bill Clinton affair in the Oval Office. I mean, we're not talking some minor league individual. I mean, we're talking the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, violating morality to the level that he did and the consequences that ensued. I believe that's part and parcel of what we're dealing with from Hollywood to Capitol Hill, which, of course, we found out last week that something like $15 million of the people's money is being used to cover things up. More from Michael Dougherty after this. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
And I thank you for believing in me. You've given me your all, and now I'll never be alone. I thank you, you're next time.
And my prayer is that it be the best Thanksgiving ever, a time for family to come together. Yes, there's differences, and there might be some political conversation. Why not? But hopefully it would be in a spirit of cooperation and exchange of good ideas, if you can handle it, and that there would be a positive construct at the end of the day, Michael Dougherty. You know, it wasn't that long ago when President Obama sent out the rules of engagement and encouraged everybody, I guess, basically to enter into food fights over their Thanksgiving family meal. But I think there's a higher calling in all this. Like in all things that happen to us, is like, what are you gonna deal with? I would say, you know, one of the things, you know, you and I were talking off the air was about these three UCLA students that were arrested in China. I think those young men get it. They came back, they apologized, they're getting it, and hopefully, especially the son of LeVar Ball, that he kind of, you know, I'm not sure I want to listen to my dad's advice here. He's a little unhinged in saying that, you know, having sunglasses stolen is no big deal. Since when did stealing, all of a sudden there's levels, I guess there's acceptable levels of stealing because you're from Los Angeles? Is that the new order?
And they're so out to lunch that they don't get consequences for those levels of stealing, so they think the entire world is that way. And then his son's in China. Well, look what happened in North Korea.
Exactly, with Otto Warmberg.
What a terrible parent, because mm-hmm. this kid's life was on the line. Are people going to wake up to how much evil's out in the world, and then in sending them a welcome packet yeah. and shaking their hand is not going to change these people?
Well, what are the chances? I mean, do you think here Donald Trump is there in China with the president? You're going to tell me the president's not going to have a sidebar conversation with President Xi and say, hey, let's cut these guys a little bit of slack. I'm sorry this happened. This is an embarrassment to our country. And you're going to tell me that conversation didn't take place?
And the relentless gaslighting.
Yes.
I know California. You know California.
Yeah. I was born and raised there. I'm still in therapy from the time I spent there. Yes.
There's a cultural groupthink. There's not enough mm-hmm. stories. So they believe all this headline stuff. And so it's so off the rails that the President of the United States helps this man's son get out of deep trouble in a country that really wanted. Thank goodness it wasn't Singapore. Remember 20 years ago when they caned that kid.
Exactly.
You know, and what does he do? He lashes out at him. That is insane. It's beyond comprehension.
Well, again, the opportunity that we have with all this stuff, whether it's sex from Hollywood to the Beltway, is that do we choose the higher thing and the better thing out of this after everything is said and done, Michael? Or are we just going to just stay in the mud and argue this stuff just because some people hate Trump and, you know, they're no matter what he does, no matter how good the country is doing, the jobs that are being created, tax reform that's on the table for the first time in how many years that we can do something really about tax reform. But no, let's just be contentious. Let's not be part of the solution. Let's just add to the problem. I mean, and even Republicans themselves, I mean, I got to tell you this, Michael, I don't care if it's Susan Collins, I don't care who it is. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing them say, I don't like Trump. You know, Trump wasn't my choice. It's irrelevant. We're a year down the road. He is the president of the United States. What your choice should be is the choice to be on the side of we the people. What can we do to get this country back on track? Now, you may not like his personality, but what he's done about regulations and the size of government and the prospects of tax reform are pretty exciting. And so whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, the higher call, oh, by the way, is the country. It's the United States of America. It is not about your pick and disrupted, Republican or Democratic Party. I'm sorry.
Well, but the thing is, these people are such cowards. Susan Collins is in a purple state. She's cowardless about this. She doesn't stand for anything. She's trying to satisfy both sides. It's a real problem. But I will say the other side of the coin is, I don't know anyone that voted for Trump that says they wouldn't do it again. I don't know a single person. No. And I don't believe the polls. And election day is a long way away. What I am concerned about is Republicans screwing up the opportunity we have in the 2018 elections by playing this split the baby, go along, get along. It's what's failed every time. Every time we put one of these mamby-pamby people up, they lose, and yet they still won't give it up. Mm-hmm. These guys are terrified, and there's no leadership. And we should be kicking it in the Senate races and looking at taking a supermajority. Yeah. There are some vulnerable people out there, and what the Democrats do so well is things like Ray Moore.
Mm-hmm.
An extreme. And it's interesting. I'm wondering when the bottom's going to be hit where it fails, because we need to get like about 58, 59 in the Senate. Yeah.
Is what happens when you don't have integrity. And you have debased yourself to the level that American politics has done. You know, this is what you have. You know, a senator like Jeff Flake, who up until, you know, recently, I got to tell you, I had some respect for him. But, you know, to hear him talk about, well, you know, this is becoming the party of Roy Moore and Donald Trump. Well, if you want to be different, then do something, you know, get involved. But, you know, you're walking away, you're quitting. And as you're exiting out the door, you're looking over your shoulder, you know, setting off landmines. I mean, what does that do for your credibility? Thank you very much for your service.
It's a picture of the outsider versus the insider, not the left versus the right. Flake mm-hmm. is totally pictures that, because look what Arizona did to him. He didn't bail because he's so disgusted. He just threw his middle finger up as he stomped off because he knew he was going to get primaried out.
Yes, exactly.
And
yeah.
same thing with Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's ridiculous when they do this.
But Michael, let's go back here. I'm sorry, but when somebody gets primaried out, they do that to themselves. It's like somebody loses their, well, I got fired. You know, my boss fired me. No, you fired yourself because you did something that, you know, and probably over an extended period of time that made it obvious that you were no longer an asset to the company. It's the same thing with Jeff Flake as a senator. His constituency time and again evaluated his record and the support of policies that they perceived were not good. Now, did Jeff want to make any adjustments to that and get in line with his voter politic? Well, it seems like he didn't. And they finally said, hey, we've had enough of you. And so then, as you say, as he heads out the door, he throws up the middle finger and says, take that. And then, you know, all his dignity and, you know, that he had went along with that. I mean, it's really shameful.
Well, because he was a very different politician when he was in the House versus the Senate. And this is what happened what's his name in Virginia that Brett turned over. You know, you go in and you come in saying what you're going to do, then you don't do it and they toss you out.
Right. Exactly.
And that's, it's like people get into the Senate and they forget about the people.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something about having 6 years, you know, and all the benefits that go along with being a senator. Michael, as the tech expert that you are, one of the topics I wanted to talk to you was about, you know, all the credit card usage, the breaches, the Equifax, all this stuff that's coming out. What's your recommendation in order for us to have a safe holiday and have our privacy and our financial information protected?
Well, briefly, live your life and don't be paranoid. If you want to get a little paranoid, don't use your debit card. Use a charge card and make sure your charge card doesn't hold you accountable for any disputed charges. And then you're good to go. And then watch your stuff. There's no reason not to let anyone ruin your life over this.
No.
Just be proactive because, folks, it's a little late. Your stuff is probably already out there.
Yeah, exactly. When you have Equifax reporting that just about everybody on the planet, including aliens from some third world, have you know, their information has been found out as well. Chances are, hey, we're all part of it. But you're exactly right. Stay on top of it. Check your check your statements. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people don't check their statements, and they're surprised that they got hacked. You know what? 3 years later, Michael Dougherty on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, thank you as always. It's just about 29 minutes after.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words: we the people. We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us. We the people are the driver. The government is the car. And we decide where it should go, and by what route, and how fast. Almost all the world's constitutions are documents in which governments tell the people what their privileges are. Our Constitution is a document in which we, the people, tell the government what it is allowed to do. We, the people, are free. This belief has been the underlying basis for everything I've tried to do these past 8 years. But back in the 1960s, when I began, it seemed to me that we'd begun reversing the order of things. That through more and more rules and regulations and confiscatory taxes, the government was taking more of our money, more of our options, and more of our freedom. I went into politics in part to put up my hand and say, stop. I was a citizen politician. It seemed the right thing for a citizen to do. I think we have stopped a lot of what needed stopping. And I hope we have once again reminded people that man is not free unless government is limited. There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez.
We're
live.
Back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, as always, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. We're going to be talking about America Recycles Day. Keep America Beautiful National Initiative is the only nationally recognized day dedicated to promoting and celebrating recycling in our country. Each year, leading into November 15th, thousands of communities across the country participate by promoting environmental citizenship leadership and taking action to increase and improve recycling in America. By recycling worn denim into insulation, for example, the Cotton Incorporated Blue Jeans Go Green trademarked program keeps textile waste out of landfills and helps with building efforts in communities around the country. The program is a call to action to recycle denim and give it new life by converting it to insulation. Did you know that? Clever idea. I love repurposing. Since the program began in 2006, the program has diverted over 600 tons of denim from landfills and emphasized the environmental stewardship of the U.S. cotton industry at large. With us right now is Andrea Samber. She's here to provide insight on how Americans can get involved with helping our communities. Andrea, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me, especially today on America Recycles Day.
Exactly. As the co-director of Strategic Alliances for the Cotton Incorporated, I was really impressed with, the information that you're passing down here. And I know that our audience would be surprised here that 75% of global consumers, 65% of U.S. consumers, say they recycle clothing or textiles. It's a pretty good number. It's a growing number.
It is. And our research also revealed that 60% of U.S. consumers say they donate unwanted clothing to charity. And so the Blue Jeans Go Green program is really a unique way, not just donating it, but really recycling it for the purpose of becoming something else, ultra-touch denim insulation. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, we give that insulation to organizations like Habitat for Humanity and other civic-minded buildings around the country.
Well, let's get into a little bit more detail. We've got some time here, Andrea, to talk about the Blue Jeans Go Green denim recycling program. Explain to our audience exactly what it is.
Well, basically, consumers can visit bluejeansgogreen.org, where they can take their denim locally to a retail partner, say a Madewell has 121 stores across the U.S., take their denim into Madewell. Madewell gives them $20 off the purchase of new denim, and they recycle that denim through Blue Jeans Go Green. We then take that denim, give it to our manufacturing partner, Bonded Logic, and have it turned into ultra-touch denim insulation. We then take that insulation and give that back to organizations like Habitat. And so it's really a nice full circle to see your old blue jeans become insulation and then help keep a home warm in the winter and cool in the summer because they were made of cotton.
Exactly. And I mean, whoever came up with this idea to be able to use denim as insulation, what a clever concept here.
It is. Cotton Incorporated has been running this program since 2006. And I think, you know, one of the many attributes that make cotton so great is both, well, two, its strength and versatility. Mm-hmm. And this program is just one example of how cotton touches our lives, whether it's your favorite pair of jeans, your favorite way of giving back, your recycled denim can and will make a difference through Blue Jeans Go Green. And so we're always happy to talk about it, especially on America Recycles Day. Cotton Incorporated Lifestyle Monitor Research tells us that the average American has 7 pairs of jeans in their closet and 7 pieces of denim. So there's always the opportunity to maybe recycle an old pair that doesn't fit any longer or style has changed.
Yeah, you can help and provide some insulation at the same time, get a little rebate and get some new jeans, right? Why not?
That's right. I mean, I think the program embraces this do-good consumerism we're seeing across the country by returning clothes to its natural cotton fiber state and repurposing it to meet a need in our communities. And so Cotton Incorporated is happy to be running this program for 12 years now, Blue Jeans Go Green, and seeing how consumers have really taken to it. Over 1.7 million pieces of denim have been recycled, and that's kept actually about 750 tons of textile waste out of landfills since 2006.
Well, we love the idea of Blue Jeans Go Green. I like the title, too. I think it's very cool, especially with what it's doing in repurposing, you know, some old jeans here. And, boy, I'll tell you, it goes a long way in helping through the process with insulation. Now, without getting in too much in the weeds here, Andrea, how is denim converted to insulation?
Well, once the denim is given to be recycled. All decorations, zippers, buttons, rivets, grommets, they're all removed and recycled as well. But then the denim gets returned to its original cotton fiber state. And then that reprocessed cotton fiber is treated with a borate solution for fire retardancy. It also has mold and mildew inhibitors. The ultra-touch denim insulation does not contain any volatile organic chemicals. And so ultimately it's turned into ultra-touch denim insulation by our manufacturing partner, Bonded Logic, and then they give it back to us, and we give it around the country to organizations like Habitat for Humanity.
Right. Well, 38% of global consumers, 59% U.S. consumers say they donate unwanted clothing to charity. This according to a 2015 global laundering study. 81% of U.S. consumers say cotton is their preferred fiber to wear. And nearly 9 out of 10 U.S. consumers say cotton is safe for the environment and consistent over time. Well, I tell you, everything looks good for cotton, doesn't it?
Well, thank you. I mean, it's obviously cotton, it's comfortable, it's natural, it's breathable. And so when you think about what you can do with some of your old jeans, maybe an old favorite pair or a pair that just doesn't fit you right or change style or whatnot, it can make you feel good about being able to have it turned into insulation and then warm a home in the winter and keep it cool in the summer.
Well, Andrea, what's the big takeaway that you want people to have here? I mean, here we are. Today is a special day across this country, America Recycles Day, a Keep America Beautiful national initiative. What's the call to action?
It's really to take a look in your closet, see what denim you've got that maybe you no longer want, and recycle it through Blue Jeans Go Green. By visiting bluejeansgogreen.org, you can find out where to take it locally or download a mailing label if you'd like to mail it in to us. And from there, we'll take it, have it turned into ultra-touch denim insulation, and return it back to the community. And so it's just a really nice way to be mindful about keeping textile waste out of a landfill and helping see it come full circle by returning it to help building efforts around the country, and all because it comes from cotton.
Look, you can be part of the solution, huh? Enough of this problem-making stuff. Let's let our blue jeans go green, all right? Andrea Sandberg, Co-Director of Consumer Marketing Strategic Alliances at Cotton Incorporated, responsible for the development and execution of strategic marketing initiatives for Cotton Incorporated, with a specific focus on the company's consumer sustainability initiative, the Blue Jeans Go Green Denim Recycling Program. Again, Andrea, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Listeners can go to bluejeansgogreen.org to learn more about the program and how they can recycle their denim today and throughout the year with the Blue Jeans Go Green program.
Andrea Sandberg, great job. Appreciate the information. Thank you for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you so much, Bill. Have a good day.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
They were giving a big party, and there had to be enough for all. And the next day, we had the feast to end all feasts. Oh, there was turkey, and fruits, and vegetables, and big juicy berries, and, well, you name it. There was even, right, cheese.
Bill Martinez, live.
You getting hungry, huh? You ready for this? Welcome back. It's an attitude of gratitude here, as we're all thankful this week, leading into our holiday and Christmas season, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Scott Whitlock joins us, the associate editor for the Media Research Center's newsbusters.org. Scott, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to keep them honest, the networks. Boy, I'll tell you, it is absolutely shameless, and I doubt the networks appreciate the job that Newsbusters is doing in holding these networks accountable. What they've chosen to do, I mean, if they have ears to hear, maybe they'll get it, but down the road, you know, what they've been doing for us is an absolute disservice in not documenting history and avoiding anything that goes against their agenda.
Yeah, we certainly saw that with the Menendez trial, where that was just incredible how they simply refused to cover it. On NBC, there was nothing, zero coverage.
Amazing.
until the mistrial. And CBS, nothing. I'm sorry, they had something the day the trial started, and then nothing until the very end. ABC had the most during the whole trial, which was 2 minutes, but that's still pretty paltry. And so they pretty much decided they weren't going to cover it until we had the mistrial, and then that night, when I guess they thought it was safe to cover, because the trial is over for now, they all covered it.
Yeah, they for some reason, you know, of course they're breathing some sigh, but I think it's under a false premise, as you say. I don't think this thing has gone away, because Menendez, what's been coming to light here, consistent with the sexual escapades of everything that's Hollywood and now the Beltway, seems like there's going to be some sordid details coming out of Bob Menendez's association with the guy that he got in trouble to begin with.
Right, yeah. There are just multitudes of reasons why they should be covering it, and it's embarrassing that they're not. Yes, this is a corruption trial, a bribery trial for a sitting United States senator, and then on top of that, as you point out, there are sexual aspects to that, things that were happening on some of these, allegedly, on some of these trips. So there's that angle. When we're covering all these other cases, you think they would want to cover it. But just for instance, we timed through midweek last week the Roy Moore coverage, and that had already gotten to 125 minutes. And, you know, no, we're not in any way defending against what the allegations are for Roy Moore. They are very serious, but he's not a senator yet. And mm-hmm. Al Franken is a senator, for instance, if you want to talk about him. Menendez is a senator already. And so these things are important regardless of what the party is.
How many senators in recent history have gone to trial like Menendez?
I believe the last one was the Alaskan senator. I'm blanking on his name, but the one who passed away.
Yes, right, exactly.
Right. But there was that. But yes, beyond that, it's been a few decades. I know mm-hmm. that, and certainly it's a big deal when a senator, United States senator, is on trial for bribery.
Well, that's my point, Scott. This is a huge deal that you've got a sitting senator on trial for bribery, and for it to receive the mere attention that it has is amazing. And by comparison, as you say, Judge Roy Moore, who is, trying, to be elected, and all the controversy there based on allegation, no due process whatsoever.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is the hypocrisy of the mainstream media, and I know that they think that they can do this and get away with it, but the reason that people respond to fake news allegations, or when Trump says it, the reason people are watching the networks less than they are, the reason they're going to alternative forms of news, this is the reason. It is things like this. The American public, they know it, and even though they may not be hearing about Menendez because of the media, people are finding out about these things in other ways. And so this is why the networks, they're destroying their own credibility.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here what's going to happen, and I was suggesting earlier, and I think you were intimating the same thing, Scott, is as the revelations continue to come out, as they will regarding Senator Menendez, is that they're going to find themselves in a similar position as they're finding themselves in carrying the water for one Bill Clinton, because it would appear that the culture is now ready to handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson would scream out, and deal with the sexual abuses that have been a long-standing unacceptable part of our culture, whether it's Hollywood, and then, of course, in the recent revelations of something like $15 million of the people's money being paid to, as hush money to deal with sexual abuses on Capitol Hill.
Right, right. And you have these people in the media and in the Democratic Party who have suddenly decided that what Bill Clinton did was wrong. Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC on Friday said that called Bill Clinton a sexual predator. And you have Democratic senators saying that too. And if you want to be cynical, you say part of that is that they maybe have decided that they're done with the Clintons, so it's okay to say these things now. But yeah, you're right. There seems to be a cultural shift in really taking these issues of sexual harassment and sexual assault seriously, regardless of who the party is. And so they better not get behind this train, because I think within the country it is moving pretty fast, that people just don't want to accept this anymore.
Well, and as you suggest, Scott, the media is paying a price for it. They're losing audience, and with the loss of audience, that means revenue. At some point, they're going to have to abandon, and it's going to start with one. One of them is going to break out. And they're going to get somebody in there who says, okay, we're going to be a legitimate news force, and we're going to document history once again the way our, the way we're supposed to. as opposed to what we've been doing now and becoming a propaganda arm or something along the lines of the National Enquirer.
Right, and there certainly are good journalists out there. I think CNN's Jake Tapper actually does a pretty good job of trying to give you both sides. But yeah, it is a real problem with the networks. And, you know, I think that they don't realize the impact and the harm that this is causing them. But look, this, you know, with talk radio, with the internet, with conservative organizations, there are ways to get your news that are without the filter of the liberal media. And I think that is only just going to increase, and people are going to continue to turn to that until, like you said, they just try and be a little more objective.
Well, choices are being made, whether it's the NFL or other institutions that have had a longstanding relationship with its constituents. The constituents are seeing that, hey, they're being abused, and they're just not going to take it anymore. And we, the people, I guess, are starting to realize that there is power in our votes. There's power in our choices. And, you know, if you can't hear me now, then maybe when it's too late, you might be able to hear me.
Right, and that's kind of what I say when people sort of say to me that it's very depressing what the media does. It is depressing, but I think the upside, the optimistic side, is that part of the liberal rage in terms of the liberal media and the way they report things, I think, comes from the fact that they are angry that they don't control the narrative anymore. They simply can't. This isn't the way it used to be with just three networks and no internet or no talk radio or
right.
No Fox News. That doesn't exist anymore. And I think that's part of it. They want to go back to that world of where they are just completely the gatekeepers, and we're not going back.
No, it's not going to happen. There's no way. When I was growing up, the three networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, commanded 85% of the viewing television audience. Today, it's less than 50%. You can throw Fox, you know, the Fox channel into that as well, and it has deteriorated, you know, considerably. And we can be thankful, as you say, to independent talk radio, you know, these other avenues and sources that people are choosing, because this is the information age in which we live in. And, you know, even for this radio show, we're, you know, we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And this is why we appreciate all the good work that you're doing, Scott, and the team there at Newsbusters, because we've got to have this information. We've got to keep them honest. And, you know, people's decisions are hanging in the balance on, you know, on the information that they receive. And we believe our voters are smarter and they demand better.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, we are definitely going to keep track of this stuff. We're going to keep track of the Al Franken numbers and see, mm-hmm. you know, they did initially cover that, and we're going to see, allegedly, there's a new allegation coming forward.
Another one that just came out right now. Exactly.
So, yeah, we're going to keep on this, see how they cover it.
Well, stay in touch. We appreciate the time, Scott. How can people be in touch with you?
Newsbusters.org, and you can follow me on Twitter, Scott JW.
Well, Scott Whitlock on Bill Martinez Live, the associate editor for Media Research Center's newsbusters.org. Good stuff here, Scott, and look forward to hearing back from you in the coming weeks and months ahead. Thank you. It's just about 20 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer.